All right, so today I'm going to talk about aggressive recruiting, what it is, and how you can use it in your recruiting to move through the process faster and deal with less stress and just get closer to the truth overall. And so if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lohr. I'm a former college quarterback. I run Your First Scholarship, where we've helped over 60 plus families at this point get scholarships and crush the recruiting process. So let's just dive into it. So what aggressive recruiting is being proactive and not reactive in your recruiting. That's probably the best way I could put it. It's a term I've been trying to coin. I don't even know when the first time I posted about it, probably over a year ago. And so it's just being aggressive. Like, that's really what it is, like pushing through the process instead of, like, I see so many families and recruits just be passive and be patient. And not that being patient is a bad thing, but coaches are not wanting to move you through the process faster because they're scared, they're nervous, they don't want to mess up on their part. But you can do some things on your end just to make sure that it goes smoother and faster for you and for the coach as well. And so that's what aggressive recruiting comes down to. The best way I can describe why aggressive recruiting is so important, what it is I use the metaphor of an airplane. So quick story time. Two of my friends are becoming pilots, but one of them actually took me on a flight not too long ago, and we flew. I'm in Fresno, California, right smack dab in the middle of California. We flew over to the beach over in San Luis Obispo, and a few things. I am terrified of heights. I do not like heights at all. So flying this little tiny plane that has four seats in it, all crammed together, up at 5,500 feet in the air, a little bit freaky. So I was freaking out beforehand. Like, I was excited, but as we got closer to, like, actually taking off, I was freaking out, because obviously I'm scared of crashing and potentially dying. So we climb up, whatever, we get up into the air, and I'm talking to my friend. I'm like, hey, like, you know, kind of starting to just get interested in the flying, learning more about it, because, you know, he loves to talk about it. And so we're talking about it, and one of the things he said to me is, like, the thing is, like, when you're beginning, you're so scared of the ground that you have this inclination to push up. You want to separate yourself from the ground because it feels safer in the air. But the thing is, as you go along, you start to realize, like, the ground is so far away. It's 5,500 feet. Like, I would have to really screw up. He was like, the only thing that we could do that would cause us to crash or, like, go to the ground, the only time I would freak out is if, like, you shut off the engine because, hey, maybe we couldn't restart the engine by the time that we'd have enough time to pull up. Besides that, like, you could pretty much get out of anything. Like, if the engine just died right there, we could coast for another 10 miles. And so, to me, that's the best way I put aggressive recruiting, is so many families, so many parents, so many recruits, like, maybe you're listening to this and you have this fear of, like, shoot, am I annoying a coach? Am I going to say something that's costing my entire recruiting? And yeah, you definitely can, but most of the time, you're thousands of feet away from messing up. And so we have plenty of time to fix that mistake, course correct, pull up, and make sure that we're going to be coasting to the right direction. So that's the best way that I can put what aggressive recruiting is and why it's so important, is because you want to make sure that you get to your destination fast, but too many families are, like, pulling up, slowing down, when in reality they think they're like scraping the floor 10 feet away, when in reality they're thousands of feet up and can just fly right by. Just if they had the right tools and knew that they, you know, were confident with doing that. So that's kind of like what aggressive recruiting is and how I kind of define it with a metaphor and everything. Now, how you go about it is, there's a couple different ways, but most of the time it's through questions. That's like the place that I look to be aggressive with. Because if you think about it, you're not going to give coaches statements and be aggressive with that. Like, you're not going to be like, hey, coach, you need to offer me. Like, that's going to cause you to crash and burn. That's where something's going to go wrong. And so really, you want to use your questions to be aggressive in your recruiting. You want to ask hard questions that coaches have to answer, and that you can get a real good gauge at where you're at in their process, how much interest they have in you, if you're actually going to get a scholarship or not. And so that's the most important part of aggressive recruiting, is the questions that you ask, because the quality of the questions you ask, not only in recruiting but in your life, are directly correlated to the quality of how things are going to go. And so if you ask really bad questions, if you ask the generic questions everybody else asks, then your process is going to go as good as the average person does, which is not get a scholarship, because only 2.7% of players get a scholarship. And so you have to ask really good questions throughout your entire process and make sure that those questions match your situation and push to where you want to go next in the process. Because if you just got a response from a coach, yeah, you're probably not going to get a scholarship offer right away, but you can ask questions again on a phone call to ask, to get a visit set up, to get something moving, so that way you can start building this relationship and moving faster rather than just sitting around and waiting for them to contact you. And so outside of that, the other parts of aggressive recruiting to me are the principles. This is kind of like the vehicle, the plane that you're flying in, because if you have really good principles, then it's going to move you through a lot faster. You have a better understanding of the process. You can do things a lot faster. You're more maneuverable. Because if you have like bad principles, then you're flying like, was it the Warner Brothers? Maybe not the Warner Brothers. I'm trying to remember who flew the first plane. But then you're flying this crappy plane that's going to crash and burn eventually. I'm thinking some bad principles off the top of my head are, you know, grades don't matter, play well and they'll find you, coaches will put in the effort if they really like me. These are the kind of things that I heard my former teammates say, I heard other people say, and then they end up with no scholarships, don't end up playing college football because they didn't get recruited, because they didn't have the right principles in place. Versus if you have really great principles, that's when you just fly through it with a lot of ease, because you have confidence in this process and you know exactly what you're doing. The second thing is the game plan, the GPS, essentially. Making sure that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there as an important piece as well. And then there's different gauges that I'm not really going to go into detail with, because it'll take another 10-15 minutes. But that's really like the whole system. And so you just want to make sure that you have those things in check and you know how to push through that process using those tools, like questions, to make sure that you're moving through as fast as possible and getting to the truth as fast as possible. So that's what aggressive recruiting is. Hopefully you got something from this. Aggressive recruiting is probably one of my favorite topics, just because not a lot of people talk about it. Like, they'll talk about how to get exposure through camps, and they'll talk about, hey, make sure you make the commitment a 4-year decision, not a 4-year decision. But not a lot of people talk about like that talking to coaches part that, obviously coaches aren't really going to talk to you other than like, hey, be respectful, make sure to ask some questions. But nobody talks about like, okay, what questions are actually going to like do something beneficial in your recruiting, not just kind of impress the coach, but like catch the coach on his toes or on his heels. So, hopefully this helped out. Hopefully you got something from this. Be sure to, you know, follow for more. I put 2 of these out a week, and be sure to like this. And also, if you want to learn more about how you can work with me or just get daily insights to your inbox, then you can go to yourfirstscholarship.com. Peace.